Is it working?
Yes, it is.
Is this thing on?
Yes.
Good evening, squirrels.
Tap, tap, tap. Hello, squirrels.
I think I've mentioned, did we talk about the anniversary last time? I think we did. I don't remember.
7 years, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like a million years.
Yeah, it really is.
Internet years.
Yeah,
and yeah, we did talk about it.
Okay, good. So no more. Okay, so anyway, this is the last.
Moving on.
Last time this month, we'll talk about it.
It's only 1 year in dog years, so.
True.
Yeah, but that's dogs.
Dogs are very difficult to podcast. I'm just saying.
I still think that we should really think about kind of broadening our kind of social media, influence. And, we can start an Instagram and then, a YouTube channel.
Oh,
I think we need a squirrel-gram.
Squirrel-grams? And then
squirrel media.
Squirrel-tube.
Squirrel-tube. That, I think Richard Gere tried that, didn't he? Yeah, right. As soon as this airs, people are going to be like, it was gerbils, not squirrels. Jeez,
was it? Oh, God. Is that true?
That's the story.
No.
That isn't the story.
That sounds like an urban legend.
Yeah.
I don't even want to look it up, though.
That's a Rule 34 thing. That's a weird part of the internet, and you don't want to go there.
Yes. Didn't the whole gun community do that whole? They tried to be like a platform for a while.
Yeah, I remember something.
Didn't they do that? I can't remember the name of it. Wasn't it like Gun Book or Gun
Face or I don't know.
Gun Face. Am I misremembering this? I swear that they tried to have like a social media gun platform for a while.
Gunny McGunface?
Gunny. Yeah. Yes.
And if anybody remembers, please remind me what it was, because I actively avoided it, obviously, because you know how I am.
I'm gonna figure out a way that we can do. I don't know.
YouTube.
No, not YouTube. Well, maybe we could do like a YouTube live thing or something, or Facebook.
Squirrel book.
We could do like a Facebook live or something.
We did that once when I was visiting last year in Texas, was kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean, like during the show, like we could have some sort of interaction with like the four people that would listen.
But they'd only hear one of us, right?
I'll have to look. Well, no, I think I can come up with a way. I have a thing with my audio set up here. I think I can feed the whole Skype call into a Facebook Live thing. So they could hear all of us. They could only like see like me, which is unfortunate.
Yes. Yes.
But I could point the camera at like my little stuffed squirrel or something. They could hear us. I don't know. The problem, remember back when we used to do this live, and it is at a very inconvenient time. Most people like to listen to podcasts like when they're driving to work or doing something else.
Nobody likes to do anything live anymore, really.
Well, and during the evening when people are doing like would rather be doing other stuff, nobody wants to sit here and listen to this.
Sure.
Yeah, the whole point is to, download it, listen to it.
Right. So when we did the live thing with call in and all that kind of stuff, I mean, we had, it was like the same 10 people, and God love y'all. I mean, you're like our biggest fans, but
you guys are awesome.
It gets,
I actually miss those days. I miss the call ins.
Yeah.
And that's why we have guests.
But it was like the same 10 people all the time.
I like those people.
We have well over 1,000 downloads every month, but it's
Right.
We just don't have that many people that want to listen to it live, which is completely understandable. I mean, it's a podcast, and I don't listen to anything live that I know of. I mean, in fact, I get irritated when I follow like a channel or a person or something like that, and I get an alert on Facebook that says they're doing a live thing. I'm like, oh, fuck. And then I go turn off live alerts, you know, because I don't want to, you know, I don't want, you know, when they're
it's
doing
so
it,
old fashioned, it's right?
It's inconvenient. It's not when, you know, it's I'll watch their video later on my time, not, you know, when they're doing it.
It's like, you know, the family gathering around the radio to listen to, you know.
Yeah.
Orphan.
Or watching, the world. Or watching TV during the broadcast.
Right. What?
Right?
People.
Crazy.
Who that's does that crazy. Anymore? You know, that's like under 50. I don't know. Anyway.
Does that exist? What? Like, it's still like... Like, there's TV shows that are on a certain night at a certain time still?
Well, yeah, sure. All the broadcast stuff.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize, like, how it still worked. Because I literally have not had television, you know, like, broadcast television in my life for, like, 15 years. So I don't know, like, how the technology or, like, TV shows have changed, or I'm not sure what has happened, so...
Well, a lot of if you get your TV from cable TV, mm-hmm. a lot of what you used to have to like sit down at 7 o'clock to watch on NBC, mm-hmm. A lot of that you can stream whenever you want.
If you're
a cable subscriber, which I'm, you know, the only cable I have is internet. I'm like you, Breed. It's been well over a decade since I've actually watched like regular TV. I just don't have time, and I'm not interested because most of it's crap.
I just don't like watching commercials.
Yeah.
Do they still do commercials?
You know, yeah, they do. You know what? I watched, I hooked up an antenna to my TV for the elections. So I could watch the elections. Because Fox wasn't streaming on the internet. And I wanted to watch Fox because I didn't want to watch CNN. So I turned on, you know, the local Fox news station. And it was like, commercial. I was like, oh my God. I finally just turned it off because it was so damn irritating.
Huh.
So, yeah.
You know what's even worse for commercials is Comcast On Demand. Because it's the same.
Oh, you know what? They tried to get me to sign up for that. And they're like, when I had like an outage, the guy was like, well, we can give you a free trial of Comcast outage. I was like, whatever. And I watched it once and I discovered you can't skip the commercials.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck this.
I love it because it keeps me from going crazy on the treadmill. Because if I'm doing a long set, I put on BattleBots. And if I'm doing a short set, it's either The Simpsons or Family Guy.
But you can't skip the commercials.
No, you can't, but you can ignore them. And actually, one of the little tidbits that works is you crank up the intensity during the commercial. So it gives you minute, you know, like if you're, I normally run at like 5.7 miles an hour. I'll crank it up to like 6.5 for that 2 minutes. So it like, it really, you know, gives like, it's like an extra boost.
High intensity.
You do a little high intensity or you crank the incline up or something for just those 2 minutes. And then you go back to whatever your regular is. So, it's
you know, while we're still talking about TV and hopefully not for much longer, but, I don't know. We've been watching a thing on Netflix, and if anybody has not seen this yet, please, and you have Netflix, please go watch it because it is incredible. And it's Netflix has I think it's just made by Netflix. It's a documentary about the Medal of Honor. It is amazing.
There are serious badasses.
And it just, we've been, oh God, I just opened Netflix. We've been watching, they're kind of intense. It's like you can kind of just watch one and then, you know, kind of go watch something else because it's just really, I don't know. It just has really affected me. And I just, they talk about what happened to make those men Medal of Honor winners, and then it follows up with their families and their communities and what effect they had afterwards. And it just is a really great documentary. And I think there's 8 episodes, so it won't take up that much of your time, but
cool.
Really, well, really good. Highly recommended.
One thing I've noticed about Medal of Honor winners to a person is every single one of them doesn't think they deserve it.
No, and they feel like they won it for all the guys who,
right,
who weren't able to win it, yeah, you know?
Yeah, you don't see a single one of them going, oh, yeah, Medal of Honor, you know, like, yeah, being, yeah, all, like, braggy and proud of it, you know?
Well, we watched an episode last night, and it's about, what was his name, Bertold, I think is how you say it. Oh, Vito Bertoldo. And he was the most incredible Medal of Honor. I mean, they're all incredible. But this dude, wow. He started out, he was one of those guys in World War II where he wasn't allowed to join in until they started, like, running out of guys because he had really bad eyesight. What is the F4, F something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. And so they kept on saying, no, you can't go in. But then, you know, as the war went on, they needed more guys. And so Vito just decided, you know, I want to serve my country in whatever way is possible. And so they made him a cook. And he was like the last person you'd ever expect. They said this in the show that, like, given his history, you would never expect him become a Medal of Honor winner. Because he was, like, not allowed to go into the army because of his vision. His eyesight was so bad. And then they made him a cook. And cooks don't really see much action. But somehow, with, like, this kind of perseverance, he got in the fight. And his story, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but this guy, wow. So go watch a show or look up Vito Bertoldo. It's quite a story.
He was hit with friggin' 88mm fire. Got up, checked on his assistant gunner, and went back to killing Germans.
Right.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah. So, anyway, there's my recommendation for the week.
All right.
Yeah.
On my list.
Good.
Yeah, definitely.
It should be on everybody's list.
Well, speaking of lists.
What a week. What a week.
We've compiled a list.
We have a check of things. You know to chat what?
This is like the top of the list. It's not even every stupid thing that happened this week, because it was, like, insane. And it started off with the Mueller report on Friday, which was like the post, you know, it was like the Friday evening release of, you know, the Mueller report. Right. And we can get into that. Like, I just want to read the list of crazy shit that's happened this week. Mueller report. Avenatti arrested for trying to blackmail Nike out of, like, $25 million.
And his dude's a genius.
And his partner in crime was Smollett's lawyer.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
You can't make this up. You really can't. Nobody would believe it.
People
would be like, oh, come on. Oh, come on. This reads like a bad Hollywood movie.
If you saw it in a movie, it would, you know, it wouldn't be in a movie, because the director and producer would be like, go back and rewrite this. This is ridiculous. Yeah. Oh.
Come on, nobody's going to believe that.
Right. It's just too dumb. Smollett's this bizarre dismissal.
Yeah.
And
well, there's nothing bizarre about it.
Well, it's the, you know, the entire nation's like, what the fuck? You know, the
PD is like, excuse me?
Right. The you know, the mayor, what's his name? Emmanuel is like, Emmanuel. You know.
When Donald Trump Jr. and Rahm Emanuel are on the same side of an and take a very good look at things.
Well, the Trump announced that the FBI is going to investigate.
Oh. Already,
the National Association, what is it? The National Association of District Attorneys has complained about Kim Fox's improper handling of the case. Her office now admits her recusal was bogus. So,
you know, it's important to note here who Kim Fox is very close with. No,
yes, it is.
Oh yeah.
Well, the Obamas. You know, she's very close with Michelle Obama. But that's how Chicago is. You know, they have, everybody is kind of like, you know, the political machine in Chicago.
Right.
And you know, Jussie Smollett's sisters worked with Obama, with the Obama campaign.
Yep.
And, you know, it's everybody was in it together kind of thing. And so I can see how they think, you know, calling a favor for a friend.
Well,
that's a Chicago way.
Not only that, but Kim Fox was elected and ran on a platform. And the reason, you know, other than Soros's giant pocketbook, that the reason she got elected is because she ran on a platform of this social justice policing bullshit where they go, well, there's too many black people in jail, so we're just going to let black people go when they commit a crime.
Oh,
you know, it was the same thing that was going on in Florida with the kid, with, you know, all the, I mean, it's going on everywhere where they're like, they're, you know, black people commit a crime and they go, oh, well, you know, social justice.
It wasn't a violent crime. So
even when it's a violent crime, they still let them go.
Oh,
because social justice, because there's too many, you know, it's arresting them. It makes is bad for their lives. It messes up their lives.
I'm so sorry.
Because now they're felons and they can't get a job and stuff like that. So I mean that's where and so, you know, for in her world, that's basically she's doing what she was elected to do. So anyway, that's not the whole list. there was more. This the giant knife sculpture in the UK. Where some, you know, it's the UK's war on bits of metal. Where they,
well, we do have an hour, Alan. We can talk about each bullet point as we go.
Okay. the Green New Deal crash and burn. You know, it's just like it's like the peak crazy, week or something.
And any one of these things by themselves.
Oh yeah.
Unbelievable for them to all happen in the same week.
Oh yeah, it's
we had a United States senator print out memes and display them on the floor of the Senate.
I think this was the cherry on top of my week. Really,
100% on board with a Crenshaw Lee ticket for 2020. I'm going to put it out there right now. Trump has to be elected in 2020 because it is going to make people lose their shit. 2024, Race Bannon can go back to protecting Johnny Quest and Crenshaw Lee. That's the ticket.
You know, the
Mike Lee just rocketed to my very favorite people with that display.
The Democrats were so pissed off that Occasional Cortex was apoplectic. She was, you know, you see her in videos and she's just completely losing her shit that the Senate would dare have a vote on the Green New Deal that not a single Democrat voted for.
Not even Ed Markey, the co-sponsor.
Right.
He voted present.
Yeah. So
her excuse is that she told everybody to vote present. Because she felt that, you know, it needed to be debated before. And how dare they bring it up for a vote before there was debate?
How dare they follow their own procedures?
Right. Well,
how dare you?
But now but we have.
But I wanted to address that video of her going apeshit.
Okay.
They didn't all
vote with the arms and the hands and the flailing and the.
Oh, that was spectacular. And,
well, here's the thing. Okay, for me, I see that, and I see someone who's number one, very immature. Number two, she has been fed talking points, and that's all she's got. And number three. I see that, and I see what liberals think is a strong, powerful woman.
Yeah.
They think that is her being strong and fierce and, you know, powerful. And I just see a little girl who needs some life experience and needs to, like, learn how to control her shit and deal with defeat and... You know, maybe take a lesson of how to act in public. You know, there have been numerous stories about how AOC is too expressive, too animated, and this is kind of like the culmination of that. And it's, you know, it's one of those kids who is like, you know, all over the place and pulling faces and not controlled. And that just says to me, like, somebody who needs to really kind of just work on themselves and figure out what they're doing. You know, grow up, honey.
Yeah.
You know, I heard a really interesting take on AOC. She was picked by Central Casting.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Attractive young firebrand.
Yeah.
Right.
They had tryouts.
Yeah. She's not really a representative. She's just playing one on TV. And I would go with that.
I'm sure.
It makes sense. It absolutely makes sense. She's not intended to be a representative. She's intended to be Hollywood's representation of what someone thinks a representative is.
Oh, which, like the Norma Rae. Isn't that the movie Norma Rae?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you said Normal Rae.
Norma Rae, where Sally Fields is a girl and she's in the factory and she's like this little firebrand and she rallies everybody and they form a union, right? Yeah. Like she's... So, kind of like that, right? Yes, exactly.
Rally the Democrats and rally the American people and usher in this Green New Deal and, you know, the thousand years of the Third Reich. No, wait, that's something different.
Well, thank God for the people who are mature and see through this bullshit that they're trying to feed us, you know.
57-0.
Yeah. That must have stung.
Six Democrats voted against AOC.
That must have stung.
That's got to leave a mark. You can't help but think. That's going to hurt. But, you know, well, it won't matter because in 12 years we'll all be dead.
Right. There you go.
Change will kill us all. You ever notice? Do you notice that as soon as winter's over, it goes from climate change back to global warming?
Yeah, and it's funny because every time there's a snowstorm and everybody goes, "Oh, global warming," and they go, "It's weather, it's not global warming." And then you know we have like a standard heat wave or something. Then they go, "Oh, global warming."
Yep, and all winter long, when places that haven't seen snow in decades are getting dumped on, where the hell was it? You know, like Arizona got a shit ton of snow, like a foot, and it's like, oh no, that's climate change, and that's exactly what happens with climate change: is you have more snow, more rain, less rain,
yeah,
high temperatures, low temperatures. It's a floor wax. It's a dessert topping. It's Gumby. It's anything you want it to be.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
It's like the Obama presidency. It's whatever you want it to be. I have to interject because I just saw something funny on the internet.
Okay.
Is it a cat video?
No.
It's a cat video.
Rocky Horror is owned by Fox. Fox was just bought by Disney.
I so know now
Dr. Frankenfurter is an evil Disney queen.
Is it? Oh, an evil Disney queen. I was thinking yep. Disney princess.
No, he's definitely, he's definitely a queen.
No, he's a queen. Oh, man.
You can just hear.
I like it, though.
Oh, yeah. It's a great movie.
Jay, were you into Rocky Horror?
I've seen.
Did you go to the theater at midnight when you were a teenager?
I may have seen it in the theater, in the Charles Theater.
I used to go to the Village Theater in Highland Park, Dallas,
mm-hmm.
and yep. see the midnight movie. And
yep.
you know, people would dress up and throw toast and rice and all that stuff.
Yes,
toast to toast.
It was great.
Cedar Lee, Cleveland Heights.
Yeah,
they still play it.
Oh yeah. I'm sure every place that played it as a midnight movie if they're still open, they're probably still playing it. It's either that or what's the other one they played? Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Mm-hmm. That was a weird tangent. that was a weird side thing. All of a sudden.
So Avenatti. Who went from presidential candidate?
Well, come on.
To arrested?
Was he really ever a presidential candidate?
He said he was.
He says, "Hey, I'm running. I am also a presidential candidate. You know, vote for Rita."
The news, you know, the news talked about him. So you know, he's now
CNN mostly.
Yeah, he's now saying he needs to be represented by a public defender because he can't afford a lawyer.
Oh, what? I did not hear that.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
With the $1 million, you know, with his money and his airplanes and his boats and his millions of dollars and all this kind of stuff. He.
No.
Oh, yeah.
How does that happen? He doesn't actually have any real wealth.
Well,
then.
He's a Democrat, so he hadn't paid his taxes in like forever, right?
Oh, neither AOC though.
Aha! Good segue, Jay.
Yep. Oh yeah, she
AOC did not pay her taxes.
Well, that's a Democrat thing. They don't pay taxes.
Right.
That's for everybody else to do.
Right.
It's for little people to do. You know, because as we all know, you know, white people inherit houses and other.
Yeah.
Another witticism from AOC herself.
That makes me laugh.
While living in a house inherited from her parents.
Well, technically, Alan, it's a condo. So, see, she did not get a house from her parents.
Also, she didn't actually live there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she claims she does.
Well, that's, you know, where the voters are, right?
Yep. So, yeah. I mean, it's, oh, God.
It's been a week.
Yeah.
What was your favorite thing of the week? I think my thing was the Mike Lee on the Senate floor with the
yes,
Reagan riding a velociraptor carrying, like, machine gun.
Yeah.
I mean, I.
Back. And that had as much to do with defeating communism in the 80s as AOC. Hill does with dealing with climate change in the 20-teens.
Yep.
It was just beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So ridiculous. And that's exactly what the man intended.
Yep. Yeah. And I love that she got so upset about it, not realizing that. I mean, maybe she realized it, but, well, I don't know. I don't think she did.
She might not.
She was so offended, not realizing that he was completely trolling her.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was just... The part with the tauntauns.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was trolling.
It was. And Aquaman, how are the people in Hawaii going to travel? Well, Aquaman. I was like, oh, my God.
On giant seahorses.
So good.
Yeah. Water stagecoaches pulled by seahorses. There we go.
I know.
It was so good. I would, yeah. He's got my vote. If he needs it, he's got my vote just for that. I mean, come on.
I will point out that Dan Crenshaw is my representative.
Oh. Yes, thank you for voting for him. Thank you, Texas, for Dan Crenshaw. I love that man. Yes. And not just because he's hot.
He's basically Thor.
Yeah. Well,
he's Thor in a suit. You know, Thor gets a haircut, puts on a suit, boom. He's Texas.
Have you seen the video where he does one arm push-ups?
Yeah.
I have not.
Probably only because I posted it, but, you know, come on. There's also another video where he goes through and he, like, talks about all of his eye patches and, like, how he coordinates eye patches according to his outfits. And
I like the bottle to the guy who claimed he had a big-ass knife on his desk. He's like, standard issue knife, dude.
That's not a big-ass knife.
He has an eye patch. He has an eye patch that's wood that matches the handle of his K-bar.
That's awesome.
I know. It's so cool.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of have a man crush on him.
Yeah. Very well deserved.
If I were going to bat for the other team. Dan,
you'd probably have to stand in line, Jay.
Yeah, probably.
There's no probably about it, Alan. Yeah.
Speaking of that.
What?
The other team, Jussie Smollett.
Speaking of playing for the other team, I saw a thing, and I saw it, and I couldn't find it again, so I don't know.
I don't know where this is going.
Yeah. Apparently, you know the app, the gay dating app, Grindr?
Grindr, yes.
Right. Well, apparently a Chinese company bought it.
Oh, God, this does not bode well. Go ahead.
Here it is in the New York Times. Grindr is now owned by a Chinese firm, and the U.S. is trying to force it to sell because they are afraid that China will use what they learn from owning Grindr to blackmail people in Washington. About being gay.
Huh.
United States has asserted that foreign control of the social media app could have national security implications.
Are they saying there's gay people in Washington?
There's a bunch of gay people in Washington.
Closeted gay people in Washington? No way.
Yeah.
That whole thing just makes me so glad I'm married.
They're afraid.
Not just Grindr, but like Tinder.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine having to go through that shit? I mean, I'm not married anymore, but goddamn.
No.
What a nightmare.
I would very seriously consider a monastery.
What, after, instead of having to date like online with apps?
Yeah.
With Tinder, swiping, and Match.com. Okay, go full circle, back to Comcast On Demand. We were talking about that earlier. And the ads that cycle over and over and over and over and over again, one of them is Match.com, where they have ridiculously beautiful people talking about how they're looking for that one true person. I'm like, oh, fuck you. Show a fat, bald dude. All right?
Because that's what's there.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And and I'm just like, this is just, you know, like, apparently it's a thing that you have to play a ukulele, have a pet, and ride a skateboard to be on Match.com. I'm like, that, no.
Yeah,
no.
I saw a thing that was like the an analysis of male photos on Tinder. And it was talking about how many of them have their dogs in the picture with them. Or, you know, it's like people are gaming these photos for like that 2 second. Appeal.
Yeah, they're borrowing friends' pets.
Yeah,
cats.
Yeah. All kinds of weird shit. Trying to get people to pause for 2 seconds and look at their picture.
It's swipe one. I don't know. Swipe left. Swipe right. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't care.
Which
but
one's which?
I know one is good and one is bad. Now you want people to do the good one.
I did enjoy. If I don't know if you watch Murdoch Mysteries.
Murdoch. Oh, from the A-Team. That's where I go.
No, it's a Canadian show.
Dwight
anyway,
Schultz.
They have, it was like the, This is one of the episodes a while back. They had one of the things on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Is they have him like inventing shit that's like or like way too early.
Well, like, you have to give the premise. The show Murdoch Mysteries is a Canadian like mystery series, and it's set in turn of the century 1900.
Right, Toronto.
Right, Toronto. So, yeah, you have this detective, and he's kind of like Alan. Like, hey. He's really nerdy and kind of, you know, right. He's kind of like Alan. Anyway, so don't deny it. Right. So, he invents all these inventions that are way before their time. And solves mysteries, and it's a great show. But like, go ahead, Alan. I wanted to give a little like background story
He invented like night vision glasses and, you know, radio things, and he invented a Roomba and, you know, all this stuff. So that's kind of an ongoing gag in the show. It's like almost every show he invents something that's like, you know, like 100 years before its time and stuff. And so. Anyway, so one of the co-stars is a constable who was trying to find women to date, and this other woman was like, oh, I have lots of friends, I'll set you up with one. And so she brought in like pictures and dossiers and pictures and all this stuff. And she goes, now I want you to look at all these pictures, and if you like her, you move it to the right in this pile, and if you don't like her, you move it to the left in this pile. And I was like, holy shit. It's Tinder.
It's Tinder. Yeah. So. One of my favorite things on the internet is people who write, and there's collections of them everywhere, like on Imgur and, you know, probably Reddit or, you know, whatever. But people who write really bizarre, is it Tinder profiles? Yeah. The swipe right thing.
Yeah.
Like really bizarre things. You know, like, I don't know. Just look it up, but they're hilarious. And I think people do that also as a form of like, hey, stop and look at my profile type thing.
Oh, sure.
But people are people, you know. You have to stand out somehow, right? And if you got 2 seconds under somebody's thumb, you got to do something.
Right.
So.
You got to do something to catch their eye.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'll pass.
No, I will happily join a monastery.
I don't like people that much anymore, so I think, you know, I'm Desert good where Island. I am.
Desert Island with internet.
Oh, somebody won the Powerball.
Did they?
It was just, hey, speaking of islands, Brita, you had your eye on one, didn't you?
Well, I've been, you know, I just was thinking, like, if I won the giant Powerball, which is like hundreds of millions of dollars, and it's like after taxes.
Wow.
Yeah.
You look at islands for sale, there's like a whole category under 500,000.
Right?
That's kind of scary.
Why?
Because it's tempting. What do you mean, why? What kind of question is that? Why?
You're thinking, sell the house, cash in the 401k, I can do this.
Thinking fortified position, done.
Right. Exactly.
Here we are. Ontario, Canada. US $490, $490,000. 7 acres. I'm like, I could fortify the shit out of that.
Yeah.
And 7 acres? That'd be great.
This is now Jayistan.
And it's an island, so you can float targets out there and shoot at them.
And it's Canada, so if they come near me, I'll scare them away. Go away.
Yeah.
Hey. Sorry.
You have to say A after it because you're Canadian now.
It doesn't have to be a big island. 7 acres? That's plenty.
7 acres is a good size.
Yeah. Well, it'd be nice. It'd be nice to have. I mean, it's in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little far north.
Yeah.
Oh, for you.
Because, you know.
Alan would freeze to death.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, I'm thinking infrastructure, right? So,
what?
You know, you're.
One winter and Alan would be packing his bags.
Well, you want to be a little further south so you can, you know, have some pretty decent solar.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that is a good point. There's one in Belize
because you need electricity to run your internet.
Yes, I think you'd have to go satellite.
Yeah.
But
oh yeah, that's okay.
You just need a boat. There we go.
Well, you'd all be invited anyway.
South Pacific.
Alan could come and set up my internet.
4 acres, guys. I'm there.
Hey, South Pacific.
South Pacific.
Polynesia, U.S. 466, 490. It doesn't look developed. That's the only thing.
That's fine.
Yeah, you're right. It's a fresh start.
Yeah.
What do you need in Polynesia? That's like right. You just lay on the beach and eat mangoes and
you don't actually fish need a house. All
day. No.
97 square miles. Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
That may be a acres.
Little too big.
No, hell no. That's you know what? I would have to wonder if there's fresh water. That's the only thing.
Yeah, that'd be a problem. Well, actually, on one that big, you could probably drill down and have fresh water. Just from seepage.
Set up a desalinization.
No, you probably wouldn't even need that. If you just drill down 100 feet or so, there's probably enough water that, you know, because by the time it seeps in from the ocean, it's been filtered enough. You probably
there's like one big island or a bunch of little islands. I'm like, fuck, call me Gilligan. Done.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty nice. If you are rich enough to buy an island, like after having won the giant Powerball, you could build yourself a little desalination thing.
Oh, hell yeah. There would be solar and wind and everything. Just give me all the power. Give me a covered dock for my boat.
You need air conditioner.
Helipad. I wonder about that. I wonder if you would need air conditioning.
Well, you know what? In Hawaii, you really don't.
Yeah, the South Pacific only gets up to like 80, 85, and it's not terribly humid.
Well, yeah, especially you have water. Sea breeze, too. So.
I think the one thing you would have to have is like several million gallons of DDT to just kill all the bugs.
Well, yeah. Yes.
Once a week. island in DDT. Done. Because I'll die. And I would also need a Madus, just because.
Well, why not?
Well, you have to defend your island.
Randomly crank off 50 VMG into the Pacific.
You have to defend yourself from pirates.
That's right. Pirates of the South Pacific.
Yeah. You know, I forgot to mention, speaking of guns, I forgot to mention, we joined a new range.
Oh.
An outdoor range with a 300-yard.
Oh.
Yes. Right?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
I have a rifle that I need to shoot.
You do.
So I'm so jazzed about it. And Mike is signing me up for a basic AR class because I can shoot ARs, but I don't know anything about cleaning or putting them together or all that sort of stuff. So I'm going to take a class. Going to learn all about the AR. Stay tuned.
Cool.
So I'm pretty excited about it. I think, we're going to really work on doing all that sort of stuff this summer and, really get me out there. And
do they offer like an IDPA? Do they have IDPA matches and stuff?
Yeah,
like
they have IDPA. I think they have cowboy shoots.
You should
try. I think they... Well, one thing at a time. They also train dogs, like dog training, like, shooting, and then the dog goes and gets your bird or whatever. Huh. And so that kind of seems like a fun thing to go watch. I'm not getting a dog, but it seems like a fun thing to go watch sometime. And it's all kind of like a very, like, you're a member of this range and you're expected to, like, spend so many work hours, like, volunteering at the range and that sort of thing. So, I don't know. I think it'll be fun.
Sure. Sounds like
fun. Yeah. We'll see. I just want to shoot.
300-yard range. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much.
I'm pretty excited.
Any rifle should be good at 300 yards. I'm all excited.
I need a scope for my rifle.
By Brita saying she needs a scope, she is not asking for people to make recommendations.
Okay. Well, within reason. I mean, I am happy to take recommendations on the scoreboard Facebook page.
Because you're going to have scope wars.
Well, that's people love the scope wars, though. So they're happy to have a, you know, go ahead and have a scope war. But like, you know, I don't want to like remortgage my house for a scope. Obviously, something reasonable and you know efficient and reliable, that sort of thing. I'll take recommendations. Anywho, that's what's been going on.
Cool. Only someone that had insight into scopes.
Yeah, I don't know anybody really. You know, Jay, you?
No, I don't know.
You don't know nothing?
I know nothing. No, I have all kinds of ideas and
okay.
Won't geek people out, but yeah, feel free. Give me a shout.
I'm going to post something on the scoreboard Facebook page, so Jay, feel free to.
I will totally geek out.
Okay, cool. I need to learn. Like, I'm in learning mode. I want to learn about the AR. I want to learn about shooting. I want, you know, all that stuff. So, it's been too long.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
Man, I can't even
Actually, technically.
Go ahead, Jay.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, it's spring. It's time to get outdoors.
Yeah. Right. It's a, you know, healthy family activity.
How much snow do you still have, Brita? Is it
still? Well, we don't have snow right now, but it's rumored that we may get snow this weekend.
Oh, my God.
In April. Will it be April this weekend? Yeah.
What was the only month that hasn't snowed in Cleveland again?
The only month that no snow reported in Cleveland is July. So there has been snow in June and snow in August.
That's crazy. Wow. Man.
I'm sure it's not a unique thing. I'm sure like places like in Wisconsin and stuff, it's the same deal, you know.
Yeah, but that's Wisconsin. Yeah.
Wisconsin.
Nobody cares about Wisconsin.
Yep. Let's see. 9 p.m. Yeah, they're saying Saturday we make this.
What is it? The Oopers? It's so far. What do they call the people on the Upper Peninsula? They call them
Oopers.
Oopers.
The Oopers.
That's it.
That's Michigan. That's not Wisconsin.
Michigan, yeah.
Michigan. Yeah, whatever. I get those confused. Michigan, Wisconsin, same thing.
It's Minnesota, throw them in there too.
Yeah, yeah. They're all the same.
The big distinction is they're not the Dakotas.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's
speaking there. Why do we have South Dakota? Don't we just call it Dakota and be done with it?
I don't know why we have to ask them.
Because then the flag would have 49 stars. You could do 7x7. It'd be nice and orderly. God damn it.
And it's not like there's enough people in either state that would, you know, that's like a real state. I mean, it's.
Now I have to look at the population of the Dakotas. I'll bet.
It's not that much. They get like one representative. It's really nothing.
Population in North and South Dakota. Let's see. Out of curiosity. South Dakota is 882,000.
That's more than I expected.
North Dakota is 760,000.
Okay.
Now do Wyoming.
Between the two of them, it's 1.5 million. I think the suburbs of Boston have, Wyoming is 577,000. Okay. 570, a little over a half a million people in the entire state.
And three quarters of them are in Jackson.
Yeah, yeah, and they're all Californians.
Yeah. they're the people that manage the Californians' houses.
Yeah. Boston itself has a population of 685,000. So Boston
is teeny. I mean, Boston proper is minuscule.
The city of Boston is tiny, and it has more people than Wyoming. And 100,000 less than North Dakota.
But Jay, let me ask you this: where would you rather live, Boston or Wyoming?
Wyoming, because Wyoming is not Massachusetts.
Yeah,
I would take the cold of Wyoming.
You would take North Dakota over Massachusetts over Boston. North
Dakota, in a heartbeat. There's no question. There's no question. And that, you know, and again, you know, I picked Boston because I'm familiar with it, but also because I know it's teeny. It is a teeny little city.
It is. It's surprising how small it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, you look at like New York City is 8.6 million people. New York City has more people than South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and Nebraska combined.
And that, and, ladies and gentlemen, is why we have an electoral Congress.
Yes. Thank you, Alan. You picked it right up. Thank you. It's very interesting. My son, he's a senior, and they're doing a lot in his government class. And he's been, you know, one of the big debates they've been having is, you know, the Electoral College, because it's in the news. It's kind of cool, you know, and so we've kind of, he's in the Electoral College camp, but he's like, you know, one of the things they have him do is take the other side, which I think is great as far as a debate tactic. But he's like, you know, he's like, what do you, why wouldn't you? It makes sense that, you know, the most, you know, the popular vote, it's more people. If more people want this person, they should win. It's, well, except you would only have to campaign in New York, Chicago, L.A., Miami, and Texas. That's all you would have to do to become president.
And if you're a Democrat, you really wouldn't even have to campaign.
Campaign, you would have because to go to...
You wouldn't even, if you're a Democrat presidential candidate, you wouldn't have to campaign.
Right.
Because right. California, Boston, you know, those places that aren't Texas won't vote for Republicans. And frankly, most of the big cities in Texas lean Democrat anyway. So,
yep.
You know, Austin, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, El Paso, there are, you know, I mean, it's not, you know, 90% Democrat like it is in California, but it's still, you know, they still lean
Democrat. Right.
So, you know, you could clean up. So,
in dozen population centers,
but the problem, you
could spend your time jetting between Chicago, Miami, you know, Dallas, Los Angeles,
and you could ignore the rest of the country.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just enormous sections that literally do not matter.
But you know, the other problem with all this, you know, popular vote bullshit is it doesn't exist.
Right.
There's no such thing as the popular vote. It literally doesn't exist. You can't add the cumulative results of 50 separate elections with their own regional issues. And then wave your hands and go, you know, popular vote, because, yep. You know, if you're a Republican in California, would you ever bother to go vote? If you're a Republican in LA and San Francisco, first place, if you're a Republican, why are you there? But if you are, why would you bother to go vote? You're literally wasting your time. And so all these other places where, you know, if you're a Democrat in rural, you know, bumfuck wherever, you know, are you going to go vote? Because, you know, the Republicans are going to run the place. So, you know, I mean, there's the popular vote doesn't exist. It's a myth. You know, they complain, oh, so-and-so won the Electoral College and lost the, you know, what was it? Hillary won the, lost the popular vote and won the electoral. I forget which one. Well, anyway, this is not new, but the popular vote doesn't exist.
And the whole thing is, you can't even say that with any certainty, because you know, there's all kinds of absentee ballots and there's stuff that's not counted once the candidate has won sufficient electoral votes to win.
Mm-hmm.
There's no point. There's literally no point in counting absentee ballots from California.
Right.
Once you've determined that it will not change the election.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, it's actually responsible to do it that way. You know,
why waste the money?
Right.
If there's 500,000 remaining absentee ballots to count and the candidate that could come from behind and win is down a million votes.
Exactly. Don't bother. Exactly. even if every single one of those
right.
is for that, they won't win. It's not going to affect the election. So there's no point.
The reason there is a point, though, Jay, is because without counting the absentee ballots, the Democrats don't know how many votes they need to find to win.
That's my favorite. Every time they do a recount in a highly contested election, mm-hmm. We found 5,000 votes, and right. they're all for the Democrat. Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah. The new sexy, which is that vote harvesting crap.
Yeah.
What is that?
Oh, that's where they go around and they go, oh, we need another 6,000 votes to win. And so they pull out the voter list and they go to 6,000 Democrat houses and go, here, you need to fill out this ballot and we'll take it in for you.
Oh, my God.
And that's what they do. That's how, what was it, Arizona? There's a bunch of elections in California were won by that. It's crazy. They go in and they know how many they're down, and they get out the voter rolls and they go house to house getting and telling Democrats, here, fill out this absentee ballot. And then they take it in.
Yep.
You know, while we're talking, you mentioned Arizona. You know that Kirsten Sinema, is that how you say it?
I thought that's how I've heard it.
Cinema,
like the movie theater.
Okay, well, whatever it is, I believe that she sided with the Republicans to vote yep. against the Green New Deal. She's also the one who stood up by herself during the State of the Union to applaud something Trump said. She's kind of like out there on her own.
Yeah,
she's a Democrat, but I'm kind of like, yeah, you do you, honey. She's brave. I like her. I mean, she's not on the wrong side, but you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of iffy about her because she.
I'm just kind of watching her, and I'm like, it's just interesting what she's doing.
Yeah.
You know.
She won because of that vote harvesting stuff.
Yeah.
Did she?
Yes, she did.
Aha! That's what you were talking about.
Yep.
And it's just interesting that she's doing what she's doing. She's kind of like out there on her own. She's not part of the AOC tribe, and she's kind of not with the Nancy Pelosi tribe. She's kind of doing her own thing.
Well, she is from Arizona, so
yeah.
Which means she'd never be elected in a East Coast liberal district.
No, of course not.
Oh, she's like a hardcore Republican comparatively, and she's younger than my sister.
So you're saying she's right of oh crap, what's his name? Romney.
Well, that's not hard to do. he's to the right of the libertarian darling, Bill Weld.
Ugh.
Jesus. Don't get me started on libertarians.
Hey, uh-oh.
There's Tig.
It's time.
Is it supper time?
It is supper time. Also time to go.
Cosmo just came in and yelled at me to scratch his ear. So.
I guess the show's over.
It's
cat time.
The felines have determined the show is over.
Yep. That's enough, people. Pay attention.
Well,
to us.
We will not have a. We will not have a show next week.
Is it today that's National Cat Appreciation Day or something?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right.
We appreciate you, cat.
Not enough. Apparently,
he's doing the thing where he's like pacing on a. He has like a route. That he paces back and forth waiting for his dish. He's like a tiger at the zoo.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah.
I heard the tiger when I was at the Houston Zoo recently. I heard the tiger roar.
Yeah, it's pretty loud.
Several
it's amazing.
Times he was talking, and they were like, oh, yeah, you can hear him 7 miles away.
That's pretty badass.
Talk about, you know, you worry, you know, everybody that lives in the country's got that neighbor with the rooster that won't shut up. Imagine living near the zoo and like one of those condos near the zoo and hearing the tiger roar in the morning because he's hungry.
I'll bet there's people that complain about it.
I bet there are. And the zoo's like, screw you.
Who's like, come over here and spend 10 minutes. Go ahead and talk
You tell the tiger to shut up.
Get an idea. You get into the cage with the apex predator. Take a selfie. Dog.
Man. All right.
I plan.
Okay.
And as Brito was saying before I rudely interrupted her, we will not be on next week. We're taking a vacation.
Yes.
It's a squirrel break.
It's a squirrelcation.
Yeah. They're going to squirrelcation. Yes. From Squirrel Tube.
And we'll see y'all after that and have a good weekend. And
April.
Yep.
Just before the pre-tax squirrel report.
Oh, yeah. Oh boy. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Y'all. Good night.